The core event is the creation of the heavens and the earth by God, establishing the ordered cosmos and humanity as its divinely appointed rulers. The soul character is God, who creates through speech. With the Spirit of God present at the outset, humanity is created last as male and female in God's image. The context is the absolute beginning, prior to any human history. The sequence begins with God confronting a formless, empty earth, shrouded in darkness, with the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. God then speaks creation into existence over 6 days. On the first day, God creates light, separates it from darkness, and names day and night. On the second day, God creates a vault to separate waters, naming it sky. On the third day, God gathers waters to form seas and dry land, and commands the land to produce vegetation. On the fourth day, God creates the sun, moon, and stars to govern times and give light. On the fifth day, God creates sea creatures and birds, blessing them to be fruitful. On the sixth day, God creates land animals, and then humanity in God's own image, blessing them to be fruitful, fill the earth, and rule over all other creatures, providing plants for food for all. God evaluates each stage as good, and the whole as very good. On the seventh day, God rests from the work, blessing and making the seventh day holy. The New Testament passage connects to this by identifying the Word as both with God and being God, present at the beginning, and the agent through whom all things were made, with the life in him being the light of humanity, that darkness cannot overcome. This event trajectory completes the foundational act of creation, moving from chaos to a perfectly ordered and inhabited world, culminating in humanity's unique role and God's subsequent rest. The key turning point is the creation of humanity in the divine image, granting them authority over the earth, This narrative establishes the starting point for the entire biblical story, presenting the original good order of the world. Before the introduction of sin,